Now to an event some consider the Super Bowl of the canine world.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the seven group winners competing for Best in Show at the 133rd Westminster Dog Show. We highly encourage you to cheer on your favorites.
And cheer they did, especially for a dog named Stump, a Sussex Spaniel with a glossy golden brown coat and droopy eyes.
For Stump. Biggest hand of the night.
That enthusiastic reception was especially poignant for Stump's co-owner and handler, Scott Summer. Stump, a veteran show dog, almost died 5 years ago.
He got very sick, and he was at a university, Texas A&M University. He lived there for 19 days. He just had his whole body completely quit.
And although Stump finally made a recovery, his show days came to an end.
But last week, his owners decided it was time to compete again, and compete he did. Stump was up against some of the best, 2,500 dogs, 170 breeds.
And last night, all eyes were on the seven finalists as Judge Sari Teigen announced the winner.
Thank you all. I love them all. Tonight, the Sussex.
The Sussex Spaniel, Stump!
Stump also made history last night. At 10 years old, he is the oldest winner for Best in Show ever. In human terms, that's the equivalent of a 70-year-old baseball player winning MVP.
And even his handler couldn't quite believe his remarkable road to victory.
They did something miracle, because here he is now and looking great and just won Westminster, and I'm just like thrilled.
That's Scott Summer, proud co-owner of the Sussex Spaniel Stump, the newly crowned top dog in the country, and a reminder that it's never too late to come out of retirement.
Oh, doggy.